It was 1927, which lasted exactly 1 year. Late one night, within the Oriental Exhibits Room, young Neddy Seagoon, young... Pardon me, listeners.
I'll see you in the yard at playtime, Wall. I'll clout that big fat nut of yours.
Fine.
Neddy Seagoon, a young archaeologist, was at work inside the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Yes, I always work late at the Victoria and Albert. You see, for years I'd been searching for the lost tomb of Genghis Khan. I was unwrapping some ancient Mongolian inscribed tablets that I had reason to believe would give me the exact location of the tomb of Genghis Khan when, suddenly, at about midnight... Who's there? Anybody else? How do you spell it? I've never heard of either of you.
Good evening.
Bonsoir.
Make up your minds.
Pardon the intrusion, little nit. I'm afraid we got lost in the fog.
Yes, is this place St. Leonard's?
No, it belongs to the LCC.
What is this place?
Victoria and Albert.
Oh, really? And which one are you?
I'm neither.
I'm pleased to meet you. This is my partner, Count Fred Moriarty, the world's last ladder champion of 1927.
What do you both want at this time of night?
Shut your big pudding muncher. Silence! This pistol is almost ready to explode.
You crazy continental louse ladder champion of 1927. What do you want?
Draw the curtain, Moriarty. Now then, is there anyone else in the building apart from you?
Yes, two others.
What are they doing?
Holding me up with a pistol.
A likely story. Silence.
What do you want?
Neddy, we want to examine a parcel of rare Mongolian clay tablets that arrived by air today.
You're wasting your time. I won't tell you where that parcel is.
Oh? I'll give you something to make you talk. Take that! A pound note!
I'm English. Money won't make me talk. I'll just point. There.
Mercy. Right. Turn around.
I'm not strong enough.
Very well. We'll walk around you.
Dear listener, even though I had my back turned to them, I could still see them in a 16-foot mirror which I rushed out and bought. I observed them open the rare parcel, take out the clay tablet, then placing it in separate pockets, make to leave.
Close your eyes, Neddy.
Right. Oh!
Dear listeners, the thud you heard was me striking Seagoon on the head with the heavy side of a mummified Egyptian piano.
Struck down. Struck down in my prime. Struck down.
Dear listeners, the groans you hear are those of Ned Seagoon falling unconscious to the ground and hamming it for all his worth, I might say.
Lies, all lies, dear listener. I'm not hamming. It's just that I like to give Seagoon fans good value for money. Apart from that, it's good publicity.